Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name, because he has done great things. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus is here. And inasmuch as there is no time and no distance in the spirit, we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Maybe it's lunch or maybe it's dinner for you. Glory be to God. Doesn't make a difference. Amen. Glory be to God, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Please enjoy the services on today, and please continue to come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Indeed, this is the day that Lord God, he has made, and we shall rejoice. Amen. And we shall be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. For the next a few days, we want to, amen, look at our spiritual armor. Amen, especially in light of the fact of we need to look at it. But we are also preparing, amen, for some time of fasting and dedication. Amen. So we have to know, amen, hallelujah, that we are ready. We are ready, amen, like Freddy, amen, because God has prepared us, amen, to be so. Want to turn in our Bibles this morning to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, amen, and we're going to begin reading a few verses, amen, starting in verse number 10, amen, verse number 10, and it reads, like this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench or the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen, for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Beloved, amen. We was focusing this morning, amen, on bringing our thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Amen. But in order, well, this is, let me give you our layman's scripture here, and we'll be talking around this, amen, for the next few days. Amen. And then we're going to tie in the book of Ephesians, our spiritual warfare. Amen. We want to do a recap on that. Amen. To show us, amen, how it is to be done. So when we read in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, okay, verse number 2, I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some who think of us as we walked according to the flesh. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. So here, beloved, we see, amen, the importance of training our thoughts, to be in obedience to God's word, training our thoughts to be in obedience to God's thoughts. See, we have to train our obedience. The same way you have to train your children, you have to train your thoughts because, beloved, let me tell you something. If you don't train your thoughts are going to train you. It's as simple as that. Amen. So that's our theme. Amen. And we'll be grafting that in, beloved. But in order, amen, we want to start today. Amen. And we want to take a look, an overview of our spiritual armor, amen, glory be to God, and then we'll break this down, Lord's will, amen, this week, amen, as we continue. So in our opening scripture coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, beloved, starting in verse number 10, amen, it breaks down our armor. The Christian has an armor, the same way you get up every day and put your clothes on. Okay, glory be to God. For those of you who put your clothes on, of course you put your clothes on. Amen, glory be to God. All right, your physical clothes. Okay, the Lord has given us our spiritual armor. Because in the Christian life, beloved, we battle against rulers and authorities. And these rulers and these authorities, they are not playing with us. You hear what I'm saying? The devil don't play fair. He don't like you. He don't like nobody. He don't like your mama, your daddy, your spouse, your children. He don't like you. They're evil. And not only that, they're powerfully evil because they're fallen angels. See? And the devil heads that up. See? And the devil, he just don't play. He just don't play because he already knows what his end looks like. And that can't be changed. It's no way. He had a chance. Look, it's too late. It's too late. He was evicted out of heaven. Glory be to God. Huh? He was in heaven and got thrown out. That's something to think about. It is something to think about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For some people to think that they could do anything and go to heaven, Satan was already in heaven. Amen. It got thrown out. Amen. We already taught on that. Amen. We're back up on that at another time. Amen. But the devil, he comes with attacks. Amen. He's as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, going to and fro. Amen. Glory be to God. He after you. He after you, beloved. 1 Peter 5:8. Amen. Glory be to God. Write that scripture down also this morning. Amen. In your notes. Amen. For you to meditate on. You got to know your enemy. You got to know your enemy. You got to know who you're fighting against. You got to, glory be to God. So we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for you. 6. But then verse 9 tells us, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. All right? So we don't have to be afraid. You know, he up and down your avenue, up and down your block, he up and down and making circles around you looking for weak spots. See, he's looking for a dent in your armor. He's looking for a way in. See, the only way the devil can legally, amen, enter is that there must be an open door. There must be a way in for the devil to get in. The devil just can't just get in. See, but he can get in if there's a dent in your armor. See, this is why I write this scripture down. Do not give the devil a foothold. See, don't give him no space. It tells you that in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 27. See, don't give him a foothold. So don't give him a way in now. I'm just going to crack the door a little bit. Bad move. Glory be to God. So, beloved, to withstand the devil's attacks, we must depend on God's strength, and we must use every piece of his armor. See? Glory be to God. Paul gives this counsel not only to the church, beloved, the body of Christ, but also to each individual within. Every born-again believer. Every born-again believer. I don't care if you got saved yesterday, this morning, a week ago, a month ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. Every born-again believer. We need our armor every day. Every day. You do not have permission to go on vacation from your armor. Glory be to God. See? The whole body needs to be armed. See? Because Satan is, you know what Satan is doing? Walking to and fro? He's checking you out. He's looking for a weak spot. What you looking at, devil? I'm looking for a weak spot in your armor. Because if he find a weak spot, beloved, he's going to manipulate it. He's going to manipulate it. Glory be to God. Because he knows them all. Satan's been around for a long time. Long time. From the beginning. I mean, he was thrown out of heaven. Him, and he took one-third of the angels with him. See? And when those angels fell, a portion of those angels, beloved, amen, fell to the earth. Another portion of those angels fell in the water. Huh? And then the last part of the angels are in the heavens. Them evil demons everywhere. The Bible tells you all about, amen, the demons of the water. Do your research. It talks about celestial and terrestrial, amen, spirits. Come on, somebody. Huh? Satan knows it. Satan sees Satan studying you. Studying you. Sometimes he just in the background just checking you out. Amen. Watching the words that come out of your mouth. See? That's telling him what's in your heart. All he got to do is listen to what's coming out of your mouth. See, watching your moves. You know what I mean? What you doing when you think nobody's looking? Oh, you best believe. Yeah, my angel watching over me. Yeah, your angel watching over you, but guess what? Amen. Satan's demons watching too. See? So, beloved, so we must help each other. We must stand our ground, and we must resist the enemy until the end of the battle. Hear me well. Do not try to face the devil unarmed. Don't try to do it. Can you imagine one of our soldiers out there defending our country? God bless those who work and defend our country, serve and service us. Pray for these men and women. Can you imagine going out there to war, amen, with no armor, running out to war with their pajamas on, barefooted, pajamas on? Glory be to God, huh? No, where your weapon? Oh, I'm going to take it with my hand today. Where your armor? Oh, I don't need all that. It's ludicrous, right? Well, it's the same thing in the spirit. It ain't no difference in the spirit, beloved. Don't try to face the devil unarmed. I'm telling you, glory be to God. And so God gives us our armor, okay? Glory be to God. He gives us, amen, hallelujah, beloved, the belt, the breastplate, the shoes, the shield, the helmet, and the sword of the Spirit. Because we are engaged in a spiritual battle, and all believers find themselves subject to the devil's attacks. All believers. The devil's not partial. He ain't partial. He said, well, I ain't going to touch you because you a pastor. I ain't going to touch you because you just got saved yesterday. No. He is a equal employment opportunity. Equal employment. He said, don't make no difference. I'm coming at you how I'm coming at you. Amen. Hallelujah. And the reason why he is so angry at us is because we are no longer on his side. We switched over. We changed partners. As one preacher, I heard him say, amen. He said, I didn't stop dancing when I got saved. He said, I just changed partners. See? And the devil mad about that because you used to cha-cha with him. You used to romance him. You was French kissing him. Huh? You gonna act like you don't know him no more? Oh, he got an attitude for real. See? Because you're not on his side. See? But Lord, let me tell you something. If you never undergo any type of adversity, amen, glory be to God, I would have you to check your salvation another time and make sure you surely saved. Because the devil coming for you. See? So what Paul says, in light of the fact he know the devil coming for you, the devil came for Jesus. Now, think about this now. Jesus, amen, was led down into the wilderness, not up, down. Yeah, okay, that's a sermon all in itself, all right, for 40 days to be tempted of the devil. So the devil going to tempt Jesus for 40 days, but you think he ain't going to touch you? No, you ain't that bad, baby. You ain't that bad, okay? No, I know you on your way, but you ain't there. So Satan came even after Jesus himself, trying to tempt Jesus with what rightfully belonged. It was the devil's to give to him now. The devil said, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. It was his. Why? Because Satan is the prince of the air. He stole that. He committed high treason in the garden, of Eden with Adam and Eve. That's what made it so devastating. See, when he got it rightfully. See, because Adam and Eve gave it up. And so it was legally his now. That's why he could offer it to Jesus. You ever think about that? Well, Jesus, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness is all. Yeah, but Satan's the prince. And so since Satan got it legally, Jesus had to come back and redeem it legally. This is what dying on the cross was all about. If you ever thought about why did Jesus have to die on the cross? Whoo, okay, all right. So Paul tells us, amen, beloved, we have to use every piece of God's armor to resist these attacks and to stand firm, staying true to God in the midst of them. See, God already gives us the remedy, so there's no need for us to be fearful. He already tells us what to do. He say, all right, Satan coming for you. He coming for you. No, don't worry about it. You on his to-do list. Huh? You on the to-do list. He peeping at you. Yeah, he gonna try to give you a visit. See, but you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Amen. Glory be to God. I got you covered. He said, but make sure you do your part. God said, I'm gonna do my part. Make sure you do your part. Well, because faith without works is dead. Well, what's my part? Your part is to put on and keep on your armor. Don't take it off for nothing. Don't let nobody trick you into taking off your armor. And so, beloved, he gives us, amen, the belt, amen, which represents the truth. Baby, you're not doing that without truth. God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The reason, beloved, the belt is so important in our spiritual armor is because the devil fights with lies. He's a liar, and he's the father of lies. And sometimes his lies sound like the truth. Believers have God's truth. Matter of fact, that's one of Jesus' names. However, which can defeat the devil's lie. We only defeat the devil's lies with God's truth. That's how he tricked up Eve and Adam and Eve from the get-go, trying to make the lie sound like the truth. That's why you got to be careful of these half-truths. Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, those gray areas where you didn't really lie. It wasn't really a lie that came out of your mouth, but it really wasn't the truth either. Glory be to God. Why? Because you got to make sure you're not being influenced by Satan. Glory be to God, who knows how to make a lie sound like the truth. And sometimes we become proficient in that as believers. Then, amen, another piece of our armor, he gives us the breastplate. Okay? Well, the breastplate represents our righteousness. Why? Because the devil often attacks our heart. Oh, he wants to bring some pain to your heart. Why? Because it's the seat of our emotions, our identity, and our trust. Oh, he want to come. That's why the Bible said, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart, baby. Huh? Glory be to God. And these hooligans out here in the street, I was looking at the news the other night, the last night, matter of fact, amen, they robbed the guy in the street, amen, put the gun to his heart and shot one time. He was dead. Oh, baby, you got to guard your heart. That heart stopped beating. It's over. God's righteousness is the breastplate that protects our hearts and ensures his approval. He approves of us, having sent his son to die for us. Why? Because he loves us. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Then, beloved, amen, another piece of our armor is the shoes. Now, y'all know them shoes, let me tell you something. It's worth paying a couple extra dollars to get some good shoes. You get them old cheap shoes, glory be to God. Y'all remember the $5 store and then Payless and all those places. Them shoes was pretty. Baby, you put them shoes on your feet be hurting. Didn't have no support. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When your feet hurt, everything hurt. You're trying to walk down to the corner store, amen, and your feet hurting. Glory be to God. But the shoes, beloved, amen, represent the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. The devil wants us to think that telling others the gospel is a worthless and hopeless task. The size of the task is too big and the negative responses are too much to handle. That's what he wants you to feel. But the shoes that God gives us are the motivation to continue to proclaim the true peace that is available in God. News that everyone needs to hear. Boy, you put on those shoes, you ready to run. You ready to run. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. As I prepare to work out on this morning, glory be to God, put my sneakers on. Amen, hallelujah, and I can work out, glory be to God, because I got my sneakers on. I ain't trying to work out with no high heels, glory be to God. Oh, them shoes make a difference, especially at my age, glory be to God. I'm not going past 1.5 inch. I really want 1 inch, all right? I'm down to 1 inch, and them pointy shoes and all that, you know, they're cute for about 5 minutes. Glory be to God. Then, beloved, amen, not only do we have the belt, the breastplate, the shoes, but God gives us a shield. Our shield, which represents our faith. And we know that without faith, ain't nothing going down. ain't nothing going down. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You just wasting your time. You can't even come to God unless you got a little faith. You need faith to take that first step to turn in his direction and ask him to come into your heart. See, what we see are the devil's attacks in the form of insults, setbacks, and temptations. That's how he works. And it's not a sin to be tempted, only when we yield to the temptation. But the shield of faith protects us from his flaming arrows. Oh, yeah, flaming. He out to kill you. With God's perspective, beloved, we can see beyond our circumstances and know that ultimate victory is ours. That no matter what the devil trying to send, I still win. I still win. I don't care what you're trying to do. I don't care what you did, what you're trying to do. I still win and you lose. I win, you lose. Uh-huh. And we sticking out our tongue at the devil. Why? Because we win and he lose. See? But you know that, amen, when you're operating the shield of faith. Amen. Then, beloved, we have the helmet of salvation. Glory be to God. And I don't know which order we're going to work this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But they're all important because you can't have one without the other. Amen. That helmet represents our salvation. The devil wants to make us doubt God, and the devil wants us to doubt our salvation. You ain't really saved. Man, you ain't saved. No, no. Jesus didn't die for you. No, Jesus don't love you. No, mm-mm. No, you ain't going. What makes you think you're going to heaven? And the devil will work you. He'll work you over. He'll work you over. That's why we got to go back to the second scripture that I gave you this morning. We got to take those thoughts, amen, take hold of those thoughts and bring those thoughts into obedience. Obedience to the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord. See? I'm saved because God says I'm saved. God, look, he loves me. I'm special to him. See, that's why you got to know the word. You got to know the word because that's the only way you're going to beat those thoughts. Let me tell you something. You cannot control all the thoughts, amen, that come, amen, to you. Glory be to God. But you cannot control the thoughts that come to you, but you can control the thoughts that you choose to entertain. See, if you're operating in God's power. So, beloved, the helmet is important because it protects our minds from doubting God's saving work for us. You're not going to fall. You're not going to fall. You're not going to be okey-doked, bamboozled, led amok, hoodwinked, led astray. Uh-uh. Oh, no, baby. Tell the devil the joke's on you. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, I am saved to the utmost. Jesus saves to the utmost. Jesus saves. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And then, beloved, amen, he talks about the sword of the Spirit. Now, that sword is the word of God. Let me tell you something about that sword. That sword will cut you going in and cut you going out. Amen. The Bible says, amen, his word is like a two-edged sword. Ah, piercing into the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It's an intense of our thoughts. Huh? Glory be to God. The sword is the only offensive weapon in the list of armor. You see, beloved, the Christian is on the defensive and the offensive. Some of y'all, you watch sports, amen, you know how the offensive and defensive work. Glory be to God, amen. So the other parts of our armor are for the defensive. Here, this is for the offensive weapon, beloved, and the violent take it by force. So we ain't scared. Glory be to God, huh? Glory, we're going to fight you off if you come for us. And guess what? Sometimes we ain't going to wait for you to come for us. We're going to come to you. Glory be, because we're going to get it done, huh? There are times when we need to take the offensive against the devil. See, when we are tempted, beloved, we need to trust in the truth of God's word.
And this is our spiritual armor. We're going to be breaking this down piece by piece on this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, because we need to know. We need to know. This is the only way we're going to be able to stand up against the devil. You don't have enough strength. I don't care what you eat. I don't care how good you eat. I don't care how good you exercise. I don't care if you get your rep. I don't care what. I don't care who you know. I don't care what type of education you have. It don't make no difference. Amen. This is not a flesh and blood battle. Glory be to God. We war. The Bible tells us, beloved, in our scripture, amen, make reference again, amen, to in the book of Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, you didn't see the devil when he walked in, but he came. See, you don't see them demons, see? Glory be to God. Ooh, glory be to God. A lot of times, beloved, and then they're working through people. The same way the Bible tells you that God lives in you, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. All right? So God's Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, okay? But guess what? The devil need a body too. He needs a body. Beloved, when we hear about all this bloodshed and murder and stuff that's going on, these are people that were, some people are mentally sick, beloved, but most of them are spiritually, demonically influenced because Satan needs a body. He needs a body to work in. See? And when you hear about, then you hear people say that when they committed the murders, they blacked out. They don't even recall what they did. And maybe they're telling the truth. Maybe that's when the demons took over. See? But because the devil cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. So there you go right there. Satan needs a body to work in. He jumped in Judas. He jumped in Judas and had Judas betray Jesus. Judas regretted it afterwards. So he probably was possessed by the devil. Devil jumping in and out of people. That's why you better be careful who you hanging around. You better be careful who you hanging around. And the thing about Judas, all Judas had to do was repent. Like Peter. Peter turned his back on God too, denied Jesus a couple times. But he went back weeping and sorrowful. Huh? And Jesus forgave him. But guess what? He would did the same thing for Judas. Judas didn't have to go out the way he went out. He didn't have to commit suicide. He didn't have to do it. All he had to do was ask God to forgive him. Yeah, why? Because as we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So, beloved, amen, this is our foundation. This is a warm-up today, amen, to show you where we're going to be this week. We're going to break down the armor. Amen. Glory be to God. We did a teaching on this a little while ago. It's time to refresh that. Amen. Why? Because it's a new month. It's a new year. It's a new season. Amen. We're preparing, amen, for, amen, some fasting time. And you know the devil. Look. You know he's going to come up against you. You talking about turning your plate down. You talking about getting some extra power. He's scared of the power you got. You talking about getting some more on top of that. So you know, glory be to God, he's, you know what I mean, working up satanic strategies. Good look, but we don't have to be afraid of none of that because we win. Look, if we didn't win, greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world, then the devil will pay you no never mind. He will pay you no never mind. He would just keep on walking. See? Well, beloved, amen, hallelujah. When you are in walking in the spirit, amen, hallelujah, you have his attention. You're on his bulletin board, the most wanted. Now the FBI have the FBI most wanted. Well, Satan got his most wanted too. Who are those? The ones, amen, that are confident in their salvation. The one who's bragging on their God. The ones that he can't get, amen. It's hard to get their attention. It's hard to get their attention. They a hard one to crack. Amen. Glory be to God. I heard a couple of men tell me that. I didn't even know they was trying to get my attention. I didn't even know. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. So we want to close today with the same scripture that we opened up on. Amen. Glory be to God. Out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5, how this all ties in together here. Glory be to God. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Ooh, that's violent. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Violence only respects violence. You have to become violent, beloved, because the violent take it by force. Write the scripture down. In Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 12. Write that scripture down. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I can't. You're going to lose. If you don't fight, beloved, you're going to lose. You know, I ain't no fighter, and I just like peace. Glory be to God. You're going to lose. That's all I got to say on that. God wouldn't give you an armor, glory be to God, if he didn't mean for you to stand, amen, and fight. He's not a flesh and blood fight. We're fighting. He said, fight the good fight of faith. If you don't fight, you're going to lose. Now, you want to be a winner or you want to be a loser? That's up to you. Got a lot of losers out there in the world. Oh, they a loser. Yeah, and they right. Some people, they are just losers. They think like a loser. They walk like a loser. They live like a loser. They don't have no faith in God. They just losers. Hopefully, amen, they'll change their minds and before it's too late. What's the same thing for you in the spirit? I ain't got to put on no armor. I ain't got to do all that. That's just too much religiosity. That's just too much. And God don't require all that. Oh, yeah. If you ain't found out yet, you go and find out. Because even with your armor on, amen, he coming for you. Even with your armor on, he coming for you. See, so if we do, just do what God tell us to do. Amen. And we're going to be all right. Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for this word on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you. We praise you. God, we thank you for our spiritual armor. God, we thank you how you have equipped us. Oh, Father God, we're dressed. When we dress up in our spiritual armor, we are dressed to kill. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, the war is on. The battle is on, Father God. We have no fear because you're fighting for us. You're fighting for us, God, but we have to do our part. We got to do our part in the battle. Help us to be obedient and stop thinking we know everything. And when we don't know a thing, we don't know nothing, Father. You say your people perish for lack of knowledge. You would not have us to be ignorant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are armed and extremely dangerous, Father, where we walk in obedience to your laws and the instructions that you have given us. You have given us the instructions on how to win. You already told us how to win. Glory be. Only way we lose, Father God, is when we are disobedient and we want to try to do it our way instead of doing it your way. And so we say thank you, God. Now, Father God, we ask that you would just help us to take control of our thoughts. As we'll be teaching more on that, if you be will, Father, Lord's willing, we'll be teaching more on that. But we got to take control of our thoughts. It's because it's a battle of the mind. As our sister Joyce Myers and so many other, I think I have 5 books on the mind, maybe more. But it all begins there. It all begins there. Whoever wins that battle in the mind wins the game. And you have given us, Father God, everything that we need to win. Help us to start acting and living like we want to win. In Jesus' name. Father God, bless our services on today as we come together for the altar prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the prayer warriors as they intercede for the nation. So many people, a couple people, Father, are without water today. Pipes frozen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask you to thaw everything out. Thaw everything out in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Order our footsteps. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way you would have us to go. And we bless you, and we thank you, and we praise you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, the darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful day. Amen. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is here. Just make sure you walk with your armor on. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, amen. Signing out. God bless you.